This is Kelly Blewett. I'm delighted to share a little bit about the new book titled How to Disappear, Notes on Invisibility in a Time of Transparency by writer and teacher Akiko Bush. Bush writes in the introduction, quote, "Invisibility can mean one thing and then the opposite. It enables and denies. It has become a loaded idea," end quote. The essays included explore visibility in relation to a number of topics: nature, technology, identity, creativity, even popular culture. Taken together, these essays beautifully unpack and explore the mysteriousness of invisibility. To be seen is foundational to being known, but humans have devised a stunning array of strategies for hiding in plain sight. Such strategies seem to take a cue from the natural world, which Bush writes about with clarity and precision. Her examples range from the immediately relatable, such as the sounds and sights of a New England forest or a houseplant that appears to be a stone, to the much more unusual, such as her observations while scuba diving in the Caribbean. Camouflage, subterfuge, misdirection, these animate her examples drawn from nature. Like animals and plants, humans have also invented ways to, as Bush puts it, maneuver our way in and out of one another's sightlines. Meanwhile, closer to our living rooms, we grow increasingly familiar with being constantly surveilled. Traditional conceptions of privacy erode as big data renders the minutiae of daily life visible in ways difficult to fully comprehend. Bush juxtaposes such mundane exposures with the flashiness of social media. Perfectly phrased status updates, photos circulated to hundreds in a single click, and increased communication have led to a culture of performance, and maybe even a pervasive and exhausting awareness of how we present ourselves. In all, Bush offers a timely and thoughtful exploration of visibility in our current moment. To be seen or to disappear is political, technological, and psychological. It impacts how we move through the world and how we occasionally try, like living things always have, to hide. This review originally appeared in BookPage. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.